So as we have shared, today is Confirmation Sunday. And in the United Methodist tradition, confirmation is a time for a student to confirm or say yes to the promises that their parents made at their baptism. In our tradition, it is common to baptize as an infant because we recognize that God's grace is always going before us and is with us from the very first breath that we take. And yet we also recognize that there comes a point in our life where we get to make a decision about how we want to live our lives and who we want to be. And so when we gather on Confirmation Sunday, we recognize and celebrate that we have students who are eager and willing to say yes to Jesus and being part of a community of faith. Now, as I shared with our confirmation students, it is not an expectation on one's Confirmation Sunday to have everything figured out. Do any of you have everything figured out yet? No. So for our Crosswinds kids, I think one of the best things I could say to you is that confirmation is a time for you to explore your faith, hopefully get to know Jesus a little bit better, and decide if you want to live as a Christian and walk in the ways of Jesus. And we recognize that takes community, and so that's why we have this confirmation thing together as a church. And throughout the service, you're going to see people who have been part of the students' lives, because for our Crosswinds kids, you know that there are a lot of people who love you and are supporting you, and that is true through your confirmation, and that is going to continue to be true as we stay together as a church, whatever age you may be. It's part of the gift of being a church. And through the course of our confirmation classes, we know our students have studied rigorously. They've served generously, they've led worship, they have done all kinds of practices to develop their sense of Christian identity and the ways they connect with God in the world. And there's a lot of things that we think about and a lot of ground we cover, and sometimes it is easy to get overwhelmed and lost by all of the different facets of a Christian life. So this morning, I want to take time to give us all something to hold on to as we consider what it means to live the Christian life and to follow the ways of Jesus. And in the United Methodist tradition, we call these three simple rules, okay? So my hope is that you can, regardless of for what you may remember from the Bible or might remember from your own confirmation classes, that you can help remember these three simple rules, and they might help guide your life of faith. The first is to do no harm. Can I hear that back? Do no harm. The second is to do all the good you can. Do all the good you can. And the third is to stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. And when our confirmation students come forward and they respond to the questions that were asked at baptism, the questions that are asked at membership, I hope you hear within those words that resonance, that in our Christian life, we are committed to finding ways to do no harm, to do all the good we can, and to stay in love with God. And sometimes in our life of faith, that will call us to go do bold things, maybe go on a mission trip or get outside our comfort zone. But more often than not, what we find is that faith is made the most real in our everyday ordinary life. And that God is always coming to meet us in sometimes the most mundane, simple ways. And so as we remember this, about doing no harm, doing all the good we can, and staying in love with God, I'm going to take just a brief moment also to reflect on our scripture lesson for today as we find encouragement in our Christian life. Our scripture lesson comes to us in the Easter season, and in the Easter season, we have scripture lessons where Jesus shows up unexpectedly in people's lives. So for our boys and girls, what happens in this part of the story is this is after Jesus has risen from the dead. And the disciples were having to find a place to be Christians without Jesus always being around them. Prior to his death and resurrection, Jesus was always with his friends. But now, here are his friends trying to figure out how to navigate everyday, ordinary life without having Jesus always follow them around all the time. So we're given this story of the disciples, some of the disciples doing something that they knew and were familiar with, fishing. Many of our disciples, as our Crosswinds kids know, were fishermen. And so that's what's happening in this story. They're just doing their ordinary, everyday job, and it's not going well. They can't seem to find a single fish, and then suddenly a voice encourages them to try something different. And they do. And when they try something different, being encouraged by that voice, they find more fish than they could hold. And they realize that voice wasn't just any voice. It was the voice of Jesus. And friends, that's one of the things I want us to remember, especially in this Easter season and as we go about living our three simple worlds, is that when we are looking and listening for the voice of God, God comes, especially Jesus comes, in our everyday, ordinary experiences, bringing encouragement and wisdom. Sometimes it comes as a simple whisper to try something different, but to persevere. And when we do, and when we follow the voice of Jesus, sometimes we find ourselves blessed. We find ourselves encountering abundance, and we are filled with joy. The second thing I want to lift up is actually something that happens in the second part of this particular story that our scripture readers did not read. And it happens once the disciples and Jesus were eating breakfast. Now, we heard when the scripture lesson was read that the disciples were a little shy to, they knew it was Jesus, but they were a little shy about Jesus being present with us. And in particular, there was one of the disciples who felt a little uncomfortable being with Jesus. And his name was Peter, the one who jumped out of the boat. Did you notice that? He jumps out of the boat even though they're only 100 yards away. And he's so eager to see Jesus. And yet he's also hesitant. Because you see, in this part of the story, Jesus, when he was put on trial, was denied by his friend Peter. And Peter felt very ashamed about having given up on Jesus and not being there for his friend when his friend needed him the most. And yet, in the midst of all of that, Jesus shows up and meets Peter. And in this gathering where they gather for breakfast, it says in the next part of the scripture lesson, when they were finished eating, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus asked him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." And he asked a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was so sad that Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He replied, "Lord, you know everything, and you know I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Now, I bring up the second part of the story, especially for our boys and girls who are sitting in here, but also for our confirmation students, to recognize that relationship that Peter had with Jesus. They were great friends. They loved one another dearly. And yet, Peter thought because he had made one mistake that maybe Jesus would give up on him and didn't want to be with him anymore. But this scripture lesson reminds us and reassures us that there is nothing we can ever do to lose the love of God. Jesus comes and visits Peter not with anger, not with a rebuke, but with grace, forgiveness, and compassion. And not only grace, forgiveness, and compassion, but encourages him to get to work. And that is the way of God. God comes to us always with wisdom and encouragement, trying to provide direction for our lives. And God recognizes that there are going to be times when we mess up and miss the mark. But God never gives up on us. God is always encouraging us with grace and truth and gives us purpose to step up and start again. I know in my own life there have been times when I have missed the mark on my three simple rules. There have been times when I have not been able to do no harm. There have been times where I have not done all the good I can. And there have been times in my life where I have not stayed in love with God. But today we give thanks that God's grace is so deep and wide and big that wherever life takes us, any day and every day, we are welcome to try again, to say yes to God, to serve Him, and to love the world. And for that, I give thanks and praise. Amen.